the trainer Gary White and a later Gary White. You finally got a Tassie Derby with Ollie's Gold. How tough is he?
Oh, he's real tough, yeah. And just Jason just rides him so well, and he knows him. He gave him a hard time early, and Jace got him to come back underneath him. And you know, he's just it's like he's probably still 6 months away mentally, Pete. He's just a big kid.
Yep.
And like Belinda's done a great job riding track work. He's got attitude. He's his brother and the family have had, and it's just a matter of working with him, you know. But he's got a huge future. This horse.
Well, all he wants to do is stay.
He does, and when he learns to realise it's not a game, then he's not far left. You can't sort of keep him doing things at both ends. And but he showed a lot of guts in the straight, but the gun ride won the race.
What does it mean to you to finally win a Tassie Derby?
Mate, I was on favourite last year, and I ran second, and you know, through no fault of Craig's. Yeah, and you know, I've had second, I don't know, 3-4 seconds, and to finally hit it and win it, you know, there's not many races in the state that have eluded us, and that was one.
And the supporters of your stable who have a share in this horse, it must be even a bigger bonus.
I tell you what, Mike Norman got an amazing group of people. He would have to be one of the nicest blokes that racing ever had involved in it, and the crew gets together, he never ever complains, and if anybody deserved to win a good race with a good manager and a good group is Mike Norman and Kimboy and the crew they've got together and the syndicate they've got together. They deserve to win this race more than anybody.
Well, where do you go from here? Is there more races for him? Or do you tip him out? What do you do?
Oh, I've got to have a talk to those guys, mate. I haven't got off cloud nine yet, Pete.
I'll talk to you about it in a week's time.
Yeah, it'd be great, buddy.
What up, mate?
Thanks, champion. Good day, buddy.